From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Immigration judges across the U.S. decided on a record number of asylum cases, about 67,000 last year. And a majority of those decisions were denials. That's according to the Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse, a think tank at Syracuse University. KUER's Rocio Hernandez reports that those trends were also seen in Utah's immigration court.
Last year, Utah immigration judges decided on nearly 900 asylum cases, about 300 more than in 2018. But the number of applicants that were granted asylum stayed about the same. Skylar Anderson is an immigration lawyer in Taylorsville. He says he's not surprised by the findings released last week.
The administration is changing the law in ways that those who previously qualified for asylum might not anymore.
For example, last July, U.S. Attorney General William Barr ruled that immigrants who feared persecution because of threats against their family members would no longer qualify for asylum. The Trump administration has also implemented a controversial policy that requires certain asylum seekers remain in Mexico as they wait for a decision on their cases. Rocio Hernandez, KUER News.
Congressman Rob Bishop says he will not run for Utah governor this year. Instead, he's endorsing Thomas Wright, a former chairman of the Utah Republican Party. Not only does Wright have conservative credentials, Bishop says, but he's impressed by the former party chairman's ideas for issues like education.
He will, as governor, attend state school board meetings and attend the Board of Regents meetings. So he knows firsthand what those issues are as he's going forward. I found that to be an exciting way, an innovative way of trying to come up with a good view of how you actually make a difference for the state of Utah.
Bishop has served 18 years in the House, but plans to retire from Congress after his term ends this year. Abby Huntsman announced she will leave her position as a co-host of the daytime talk show The View to help with her father's campaign for Utah governor. Huntsman came to the show in 2018 after stints at MSNBC, NBC, and Fox News. When she leaves, John McCain's daughter Meghan McCain will be the panel's only conservative voice. This is John Huntsman Jr.'s third campaign for governor. He left shortly into his second term to become ambassador to China. Former City Councilwoman Erin Mendenhall was sworn in last week as Salt Lake's 36th mayor, leaving her District 5 council seat open. The council has 30 days after the vacancy to appoint a replacement to finish her term. That ends in January 2022. The deadline to apply for the seat is tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock. The applications will then go to the City Council for review and interviews. Recent data shows that the U.S. had more mineable oil and natural gas reserves than ever before. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck explains what that means.
Proved reserves are the amount of oil or gas that we could get out of the ground affordably and with current technology. And the U.S. Energy Information Administration found that in 2018, those reserves reached historic peaks. After a decline starting in the 70s, the advent of fracking boosted the amount we could get, leading to these recent highs. Peter Maniloff is an assistant professor at the Colorado School of Mines. He says more reserves may mean more employment in oil and gas states, but
there's the saying that the Stone Age didn't end because they ran out of stones. We have vast quantities of fossil fuels in the ground. If we're going to address climate change, then we're going to have to leave some of them in the ground.
The Mountain West reserves were mixed. Some states saw their gas reserves decrease. Meanwhile, oil reserves in Wyoming, Colorado, and Utah all went up. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Utah's oil reserves increased to 430 million barrels in 2018. However, its proved natural gas reserves did shrink. The Bureau of Land Management announced today that it's seeking nominees for a new Citizens Advisory Council in Utah. The council will provide guidance and recommendations on land management decisions within the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. The council will include 10 to 15 members, whom the Bureau says will be chosen based on their expertise and ability to build consensus. Any Utah resident is eligible for a seat, and the window to submit nominations to the Federal Register closes on February 24th. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.